Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. The times in which I have to feed people during the day can sometimes feel endless. There are days that as soon as I finish preparing one meal, someone in my house is ready for the next. Five people, six with our sweet Kona dog, sometimes can feel like an army. My girlfriends and I, who are in the same stage of life, sometimes joke about this and often will say, "Kids, so needy." I jest, but the truth is, kids, adults, dogs, we all have to eat. It's biological. If we don't eat, we don't live. If you are breathing, it's because someone has fed you. Today we gather around the Lord's table to be fed. This too is essential to our life as people of faith, to be nourished by bread and wine. While we might all argue about how communion is observed, when to celebrate it, who's allowed to take it, the fact is all Christians partake in communion. It's a sacrament, which means it's something we do in worship that is an outward sign of an invisible grace. It is something tangible to remind us of God's love for us. It is a meal, simple. As the author of the book, who we are working our sermon series off of this summer, said, of all the things Jesus could have chosen to be done in remembrance of him, he chose a meal. And he chose it to be a meal of bread and wine, unremarkable and plain, average and abundant, bread and wine. We hear again from biblical scholar N.T. Wright, who reminds us that in the upper room right before Jesus' death, he didn't offer his followers theories of atonement or recite a creed or explain precisely how his death would accomplish salvation. Instead, he gave them an act to perform. Specifically, he gave them a meal to share. It is a meal that speaks more volumes than any theory. I'm sure we can all remember meals that we have shared, meals that are marked forever in our memory. But the vast majority of our meals are unremarkable. They are like the endless meals I prepare for my family. They're leftovers and thrown together, rather than life-changing meals. Shared meals, community around a table, conversation, all feed more than just our stomachs. When we laugh with our families and friends, when we share deep, important parts of our stories over a beverage, when we cry together as we mourn over the casserole after the funeral, we are nourishing our souls. Both kinds of meals, those so totally unremarkable, and those etched forever in our memory, are vital to us. They feed us. They keep us moving until the next meal. Worship and communion can be like that. It's tempting to desire worship, the sharing of word and sacrament, to be something remarkable each time we encounter it. Just like it is tempting to want each meal to be imbued with memories and meaning, to feel something. We want a shocking spiritual experience. Much like the disciples in our John reading for today who wanted more from Jesus. This passage, as you heard Patrick say, comes on the heels of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus had performed an amazing miracle, and yet the disciples and the people with them wanted more. They wanted another sign, another emotional experience they could feed on. We, like them, can be consumers of worship. However, much like the meals we eat, our experience of worship can be forgettable, even ordinary. Much like those thousands of forgettable meals which sustain us until our next meal, worship, even worship that does not excite us, sustains us for the next week until our next worship experience. This summer, we are looking at how our daily lives interact with our worship. We are daily formed by the habits of our lives, and our habits are often around consuming. The news, social media, conversations, need for a bigger paycheck shape how we view the world how we interact with people. In the world, we are told there's never enough. We must always need to consume more, eat more, read more, be more, have more, 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 more. More is always better. In fact, yesterday we were watching High School Musical 3 at my house, and there's a whole song about this in the movie about how more is better. Like the disciples seeking more signs, we are constantly seeking more to feed us, to tell us how to be in the world, to help us feel okay. And the words of Jesus to his disciples are the same that we need to hear. Jesus tells them, "You are not here because of who I am, but because you are hungry." Jesus knew that they were voracious consumers. He also knew that the only way to be truly nourished was not to consume, but to be consumed by him, the bread of life. To be formed in the habits of love and service and gratitude and abundance that Jesus teaches. To be formed in the image of God and to see others as the image of God themselves. To be formed in the habit of faith. And so he gave us a way, a simple meal. Bread and wine, milk and cookies after school, a 5-course meal and fine wine, chicken nuggets and juice, pizza and soda, soup and water, leftovers and iced tea. The endless meals I sometimes feel like I have to prepare remind me of the endless love of God that nourishes me. Simple on their own, transformed when we see each meal as an opportunity to remember that invisible grace, God's abundant love for us. In a simple meal, Jesus invited his people to remember him. So we remember there is abundance in God. There is always enough for everyone. We remember that there is a difference between being fed and being nourished. When we are fed, we are left wanting more. We want to consume. When we are nourished, we are consumed by God's love for us. When we are fed, we are left empty. When we are nourished, we are sustained, even when our life doesn't feel changed. The simple meal becomes the habit that forms us. Communion is a profoundly communal meal that reorients us from people who are individualistic consumers into people who are together capable of imaging the image of God in the world. Together, not alone. So come to the table today to be nourished, not simply fed. Come eat the bread and drink the cup, so that when you leave this place, you can remember to take Christ with you into work, into play, into vacation, into parenting, into marriage, into friendships. Be consumed by Christ, so all your habits can be the outward symbol of God's abundant, never-ending, extravagant grace. Amen.